Boeing delivered just 19 planes in July, the least since the financial crisis. The company is holding more than 150 of its 737 MAX aircraft, which have been grounded after two fatal crashes. The ripples from the grounding continue to spread. Norwegian airline said it was ending flights from Ireland to America in part because of the continued uncertainty of the 737 MAX's return to service. It is Norwegian's first retreat from a transatlantic market it had entered assertively. After years of on-off negotiations with a plot worthy of a soap opera, Viacom and CBS agreed to merge, reuniting two media companies that were split in 2006 and combining assets such as Paramount and MTV with one of America's Big Four networks. Sherry Redstone, whose family controls both companies, will become chairwoman of Viacom CBS.
Britain's advertising authority banned two TV ads under new rules on gender stereotyping. One ad for Volkswagen depicted men being more adventurous than women. The other, for Philadelphia cream cheese, showed two men distracted by lunch, neglecting their babies. Mondelez, the maker of Philadelphia, said it chose two dads to deliberately avoid the typical stereotype of two mothers. The regulator disagreed, ruling that the men were portrayed as somewhat hapless and that the humour in the ad derived from the use of the gender stereotype.
WeWork's parent company filed documents for its eagerly awaited IPO, which might happen next month. The office rental firm is the latest in a string of high-profile startups to float on the stock market this year. Like many of its contemporaries, WeWork's filing suggests it struggles to make a profit. In the first half of this year, it recorded a $905 million loss.
Uber's share price fell by a fifth in the days after it revealed a $5.2 billion quarterly loss. Most of that was because of share-based compensation paid to workers after Uber's IPO. But even on its favoured measure of profitability, it made a loss of $656 million, more than in the same quarter last year. Dara Khosrowshahi, the chief executive, accepted that investors were frustrated with mounting losses, conceding that there's a meme around, which is, can Uber ever be profitable?